Fantasy worlds need heroes like men need to eat and breathe to face down the toughest challenges and dominate the greatest foes, to stand tall and proud against the forces of oppression and proclaim their own strength for the whole world to see, respect, and immortalize. Explore, build, conquer, mastering the craft of meaningful power fantasy. This is the J.M. Coombs Dispatch.
Hello and welcome to the J.M. Coombs Dispatch. It is now August, the 8th month of the year. Wow, have we come this far since we started this little project? I guess it has. Although, now that I think about it, we didn't actually start in January. I think we started in March or something, so I think this may be the fifth monthly dispatch, in which case we haven't come quite as far as I thought we had, but we've still come a good distance. I'm very much enjoying having the opportunity to give my updates in this form. I find it very... I think it is the good balance between having just enough time to let things happen and having not too much time passed so that the things that we talk about are still time relevant. And we do have some things to talk about. We have some new projects. We have some updates on current projects that we're going on. We have some methodologies, some interesting ways that I'm experimenting with my writing. So let's just jump straight into it then. Now, in the last month, I have written, you see we're doing monthly updates now on how many words I've written, or at least we have this time, because I was going through my records and I just thought that looking back on this would be a good idea. In the last month, I wrote 5,000 words for the Trial by Conquest project, that's my Lit RPG project. I wrote 8,400 words for Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches, which is almost a full chapter being about 9,000 words. Although, even though that is technically a full chapter, this particular chapter, as with many of my chapters, is probably going to go a little bit over that. We're about two-thirds of the way through the chapter right now. And I've also written 4,000 words on a new project that I'm working on called Superheroes Hate Fetch Quests. And if the title didn't give that away, that is a superhero-themed power fantasy story. So, why, you might be asking? I mean, I have like 3 or 4 or possibly even 5 projects on the go now. Is this really a good idea? Well, it may or may not be a good idea, but it seems to be the way that I'm operating now. Why exactly did I start this superhero story? Well, apart from the fact that I've been currently going on a kind of a superhero binge in my reading, I was looking at the way that Trial by Conquest was going, looking at the way that I was progressing in the writing of that particular story, some of the feedback that I was getting from readers, and the conclusion that I came to was that the middle and the towards the ending of the plot of this particular story is something that I'm quite happy with. I really like the way that this is unfolding now that we're sort of getting into the nitty-gritty of it. But the beginning of this particular story, I feel, leaves a lot to be desired. I feel that it doesn't pull the reader in quickly enough, it doesn't establish the reader firmly enough in the world, it doesn't make you care enough about the characters quickly enough. But at the same time, I really enjoy the outlining method that I used for Trial by Conquest. I really like that. I want to keep using that. And so I thought, well, maybe I need another tool in my toolbox here in order to make sure that when I am writing these stories, that the beginning part of it is a little bit more high octane, a little bit more sort of not necessarily fast-paced, but that it sucks the reader in. I need a method that is built into my outlining process to ensure that happens. And so I came up with a tool that I am calling my Russian doll plotting method. And the way that works, for those of you who are interested, I know that there are quite a few of my patrons and my readers who are also writers, is that I look at the overall story plot and I break it up into two parts. The final 90,000 words, assuming that, you know, or whatever, about all the final, sorry, the final 90%, let us say. I'm assuming a standard book size of 100,000 words. The book size can actually be anything. And the first 10%, or in this standard hypothetical 100,000 book size, the first 10,000 words. And the idea is that by the end of the first 10,000 words, the reader should have a reasonably good understanding about the shape of the rest of the novel. They should get a feeling for it, not necessarily know what the plot's going to be or anything like that, but they should understand what they are getting into in terms of a reading experience. And preferably, if it is a goal-orientated book, that is to say, if the character has a goal that they are striving towards, then by the end of the 10,000 words, they should know what that goal is, and they should be fully on board with the character's motivations and desires in order to get to this goal that is going to take the next 90,000 words. You then take that first 10,000 words, or the first 10% in this case, and you break that down into another two parts. This is why I call it the Russian doll plotting method. And that 10,000 words is broken down into the first 1,000 words and the next 9,000 words, and the same thing applies. In the first 1,000 words, the reader should have a reasonably good feel for what the next 9,000 words is going to be like. They're going to have an idea. And it doesn't necessarily mean that this particular part has to be the same as the 90,000 words that comes after that. It can have different goals, different feels, different plots, but it needs to lead into that. So you have the first 1,000 words and then the next 9,000 words. And by the end of the first 1,000 words, the reader has tripped a number of plot hooks that means that they will be invested in reading the next 9,000 words. And then you do it once more. So you have the first 100 words and the next 900 words, and the same rule applies to that. And then finally you have the same rule one more time with the first 10 words and the next 90 words. Now, when I actually did this process for my superhero story, the first 10 words leading into the next 90 words actually turned into about 400 or 500 words, but the strictly following the plot outline or the idea of the methodology while doing the actual writing is not necessarily the point. The point is that at each point in the story, especially at the beginning, which is the difficult bit that I am working on at the moment, especially at the beginning, you have a concrete plan for establishing motivations for the characters, motivations for the readers, plot hooks, right, plot devices, and the feeling of the story in order to create the best experience for a reader who is being pulled into the world of the story. Okay, now, it may have not escaped the notice of many of my readers that I now have a lot of projects on the go. And, you know, the question is going to come up is, well, am I actually ever going to publish any of this stuff? Well, the answer to that is yes. And I have a plan to ensure this. Like I said, this is a lot of this is adapting to the process of writing books that I seem to be developing, which does seem to revolve around having more than one project on the go. But also importantly, has in the past, and I make no bones about this, this is a personal problem that I'm having to overcome, it does involve a pattern of writing a certain number of words for a project, then going back and saying, hang on a minute, I've improved a lot since then, you know, my writing is kind of shit on this, I'm going to rewrite it, or I'm going to restart it, or I'm going to start another project. Yeah, well, that's all well and good, but the motivation to do that is largely, I feel, one of the cost of restarting not really being all that high. Obviously the cost is there in terms of the words that I've written, but if I believe that the words are rubbish or that the words could be better, then that cost doesn't necessarily feel all that high. When it comes to some of my other projects, however, most notably Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches, you will notice that I am not in a massive clamor to go back and rewrite previous chapters of that, despite knowing full well that the first chapters of Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches are, quite frankly, horrifically bad by my current standards. They are good in terms of their ability to bring readers in and make them fall in love as much as they can with the world. They have been proven to be quite good at that. But that is not the same thing as saying that I personally look at them now and think, oh yes, that's a gold standard for my writing. So my plan is that I am going to take that particular cost of restarting that Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches has, because Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches would have a huge cost if I wanted to go back and rewrite it, and apply those additional costs to my original fiction work. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's quite simple what it means. What it means is that I'm going to adapt my workflow from what it currently is for my original work, which is to say, I write a chapter, I then give it out to my patrons, and then that chapter quietly decomposes while I either write more chapters or, and then eventually look at the work and say, I want to rewrite this. I take that process and I add in the additional step that Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches currently has, which is to say publication. Now, obviously, you can't publish individual chapters to Amazon. This was a big problem that I was having earlier on in my career when I was considering writing novellas, because I had this idea that I want to publish more often, right? I want to publish on Amazon and I want to do it more often, so I'll write shorter stories. Shorter stories is not necessarily my forte, apparently. Or it's not necessarily, it's not that my forte, it's just that I also realized when I was writing shorter stories that there are advantages and disadvantages, and I'm not sure I appreciate the disadvantages. However, there are platforms out there where you can publish. And this is something that I've known for a long time. This is something that I have vaguely sort of had in the back of my mind for a long time. But now I'm reaching the point with the number of projects that I have that publishing individual chapters to online platforms for my original work seems to be by far the smartest thing that I can do in order to increase the commitments that I have to individual projects. So what I am going to be doing over the next few months is I'm going to take the projects that I have, which is to say the three projects, and these projects are Mages, Magic, and Backpacking, formerly known as Richard's Struggle, Trial by Conquest, which is my fantasy lit RPG book, and Superheroes Hate Fetch Quests, which is my new superhero adventure, and I am going to be putting them up, also doing a bit of editing and adapting to make sure that they are, you know, that they work in the web serial format, but I will be putting them up on the various platforms online that you can do this with. There are three that I currently am aware of and that I'm planning to go that I'm planning to put my work on, and those are Wattpad, Royal Road, and a third one whose name I can't remember because it has, quite frankly, a pretty bad name, but it's a new one that is being developed by a bunch of bright people from the University of Texas who I had an interesting discussion with the other day. So I am going to be adding in that part of my process to my original workflow. So my new workflow for my original pieces is going to be write a chapter, either offline or possibly on stream. I'm not entirely sure about that yet. Then I will put it to my patrons for a period of time for early access. Not entirely sure how long the early access is going to be. Possibly a week, possibly 2 weeks, possibly a month. Don't know. Going to have to think about that. And then once the early access period is over, I am going to publish it onto for free onto these platforms, such as Royal Road and Wattpad and the others. Once the book has gone through those free platforms, I will then take that book, polish it a bit more, take some of the feedback that I've gotten from the reviews that, as part of this process, I hope that I will get, and I will then do my best to make it a success on Amazon and Kobol, I think it's called, and various other platforms in that regard. which will basically mean that the process that I have for publishing original fiction is going to almost be identical to the process that I use for my fan fiction, with the exception of posting to patrons, because obviously you can't post early access fan fiction work to patrons because it is against terms of service, and the final publication. But the rest will be identical. And I have a lot of hopes that this will bring the necessary, both the levels of commitment that up until now I have lacked on my original chapter publishing, and also increase the amount of feedback that I get on those works, which I feel is an important part of the... It is an important part of closing the feedback loop and getting it as tight as possible. Because at the moment, the feedback loop that I have for my original fiction isn't really all that tight. Even though I do get a bit of feedback from my patrons, I don't feel it's enough, quite frankly. And also, there is an internal bias in that, because my patrons, which are mostly you guys, unless you are listening to this when it has gone out of early access... My patrons are my biggest fans. You know, they are. You guys are the people who most appreciate my work. And so, obviously, when you read my work, there is going to be both a hesitation to really let rip, although you do still, which is something that I'm very grateful for. But at the same time, you're going to be more inclined to enjoy the work if there are any redeeming qualities in it at all. So yeah, getting feedback from a more of a general market is probably a good idea for it. Okay, so let me just go through my notes here, check what else we've got. So yeah, so the standard chapter length that I'm looking for the original work is probably going to be about 3,000 words long, which is quite different from the chapter lengths that I give Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches. I'm going to try very hard to be as disciplined as I possibly can about chapter length for my original works. I'm really, really going to try hard, because it affects the production rate, and it affects, you know, the frequency of publishing. And while it is true that frequency of publishing is an important thing, is an important metric for success in fan fiction, Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches has already reached a level of success where I can kind of take it as a luxury that if I wait a long time and publish a 9,000 word chapter instead of a 3,000 word chapter, then people are still going to read it, and people are still going to enjoy it. Whereas if I took that same luxury with original fiction, I suspect it may just not gain traction at all, and that wouldn't necessarily be a good thing. So yeah, so chapter length is going to be a thing that I'm going to try and be as disciplined as possibly as I can be. Mages, Magic, and Backpacking, formerly Richard Struggle, I'm going to start that particular work right from the very beginning. Now, this might be a bit controversial for some people, but I am going to take the novella, which I have already published for the Richard Struggle series, now Mages, Magic, and Backpacking, and I am going to go through that chapter by chapter and publish each of these chapters online on these platforms for free. I am also going to tweak the plot a little bit, in order so that when it reaches the end of the novella that I have written and already published for this work, the story can smoothly continue on from that without the end of the novella being a very obvious closed endpoint. In other words, I'm going to take the novella that I have written, and I'm going to adapt it into the start of the first Mages, Magic, and Backpacking novel. Now, that is a decision that I think may be a bit controversial for some of my hardcore fans, some of the fans who have been with me for a long time, especially ones who really enjoyed that particular novella. But I feel that it is the best way to ensure that new readers to the series can get a full novel experience without having a sort of small prequel style work out there that they may not necessarily find and appreciate. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing with that. I already have the artwork for Mage's Magic and Backpacking, although I need to do a few tweaks on it. So that particular piece of work is probably going to be one of the first that comes out, although exactly when I start publishing these works is still up for, still not completely settled yet. The next piece is Trial by Conquest, and this is the piece that is probably going to need the most in terms of editing and in order to adapt it properly for web serial. Because as I mentioned before, when I was talking about me not being entirely happy with the introduction, when you have a book, I think I was giving myself quite a lot of mental leeway not to have to pull the reader in quickly on the basis that, well, it's a book. If you buy a book, you know, you readers should really give it like the first 10,000, 20,000, 25,000 words before they need to get, you know, fully invested in it. Yeah, that's kind of bullshit. And we all know it's bullshit. You need to really hook the readers in really quick and make them be sold on the concept of your book really, really quickly. So there will be a, not necessarily a huge amount of rewriting that has to be done, but I am going to go through each of the scenes that make up each chapter of Trial by Conquest and do the needed rewriting for it in order to make it so that when somebody reads it, reads the first chapter in a web serial format, they will press the subscribe button, press the favorite button, and when the next chapter comes out, be inclined to read the next piece. And if they're not, then obviously I failed my job as a writer. Having the fact that those metrics are going to be staring me in the face when I publish that first chapter really does drill it home for me exactly what it is that I should be doing and what I haven't been doing for that particular project. So each chapter is going to be given slight tweaks as I publish the chapters. And from there on, we will continue as we have been. We currently have about 20,000 words written for Trial by Conquest, which is a good chunk of words. The rewriting for each individual chapter, I don't foresee it's taking all that long. It's basically a slightly higher version of, a slightly more time-intensive version of the usual editing that I do. So as far as I'm concerned, the draft has already been done. It's not the same as rewriting. I'm not going to be rewriting like entire scenes from whole cloth, at least not at the moment. That's not the plan. So. And then finally, we have the new series, Superheroes Hate Fetch Quests, which is a superhero adventure about a guy who must keep his role of mysterious shopkeeper for heroes and villains secret, because that is the power that he has been given. He has been given the power to create magical artifacts. He has to keep that role hidden while helping to keep his happy-go-lucky friends, shall we say, who have recently acquired superpowers of their own, alive. So he has to balance these two roles. This is not a lit RPG. This is a sort of, I don't want to say a standard superhero story, because I don't want it to be standard. I want it to be, you know, have lots and lots of uniqueness. But the genre is definitely superhero adventure, right? It's not a lit RPG, it's not fantasy. And currently I have about 4,000 words written for that. My plan is that I am going to get to the first 10% of the Russian doll plotting methodology that I have. That is to say that I am going to reach 10,000 words. Although, having said that, now that I look at it, there's a very good chance that the first 10,000 words is actually going to be the first 15,000 words, or possibly even the first 20,000 words, because obviously the plotting methodology that I'm using, the Russian doll method, is... Even though the plotting method uses word count in as its metric for determining length of work, once you have the plot set out, you need to get to the plot points. And if that takes more than the word count that you have allotted, then so be it. So even though I say that I'm going to write 10,000 words and then start getting it ready for publication online, that does not mean that it's actually going to be 10,000 words. It might actually end up being 15 or 20, who knows. Anyway, so like I said, I'm also working on the artwork for these series. The marketing and the success metrics on sites like Wattpad and Royal Road, from what I understand at the moment, they are heavily influenced by the artwork that you put up, the title that you give it, the summary that you give it, and the first chapter. If you can get those elements correct, then the chance that you will have a hit success on these websites is far higher. Obviously, you then have to pair that hit success at the first on the first publication with a consistent publishing of chapters after that, which is the next hurdle that needs to be overcome. Okay, I'd also like to point out that if you total up the number of words that I've written in the past month, you get 17,400. And that sounds like a lot of words, but actually, considering the fact that I'm supposed to be doing this every day, it's actually really not that many words. It averages to 580 words a day, which is below the minimum that I want to have of 750 words a day, and well below my ideal of 1,000 words a day. Ideally, I'd be doing 1,000 words a day. I'm doing not that many, so looking at this and looking at my goals for the next month, I can say that, try and get 750 words a day. So this is my goal. My goal for the next month is to average 750 words a day. We will see in 30 days' time whether or not I manage to do that. Okay, I have already given you the update on Dodging Prisoner Stealing Witches. We are currently about two-thirds of the way through the next chapter. I hope that Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches next chapter, the Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches next chapter, is going to be finished, the draft, by next week, by the end of next week. And then I am going to give it another week of editing, which should give us a six-week turnaround time since the last chapter, because the last chapter was published on the 1st of July. We're now at the end of July, give it two more weeks, so that's 6 weeks. 6 weeks is okay. I'm inclined to say that 6 weeks is okay. Ideally, it would be 4 weeks, but 6 weeks, I think, is acceptable turnaround time for a new chapter, just so long as I stick with it. Other projects that we have going on at the moment. Merchandise. I have received some of the sample merchandise that I've ordered online for the various artworks that we're working on for the various series. The t-shirt is still on its way, so I don't have that. I have received the mug, right? I've got it right here, and I have to say, I am really, really happy with the way this turned out. For those of you who aren't in the know yet, which is actually probably most of you, we did a Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches logo, which we had only the black vector art for that. I then handed that vector art off to my artist who does the coloring and the filling in of that work, and the result of that piece of artwork is just mind-blowing. It's really good. I really like the way the new Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches logo looks. I am going to I can't put that logo. Quite frankly, at this point, I'm suspecting that I probably could get away with putting that logo in my Patreon. I'm not going to do it just yet. I'm not going to cave to that temptation just yet. I'm going to put the logo in my Discord, and you can find it there. I will put a link to my Discord below and give you instructions on how to find the logo. And if you want to go and check out that logo, then I would highly advise that you do so, because it looks really good. And if you don't go and find it, then if you are somebody who follows Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches, you're probably going to see the logo very soon anyway, because I'm going to start using it on my social media and in my emails and on my website and various other places. So you're probably going to find it pretty soon anyway. But if you want a sneak peek before all that goes live, go to the Discord, check out Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches chat, DPNSW chat. I'm going to put it there. Okay, and this logo is the thing that I put on the mug that I sent over to myself, because I wanted to test out, you know, what exactly is the print quality of these products? Are they any good? And the answer to that is yes, they are good. Insert swear word here. I really love this mug. It's just so good. I drink out of this thing all the time now. I just look at it and I'm like, yeah, that's a good mug. I could do with some more like that with other artwork on it from my work. I also received the print wall art that I put together because I wanted to reward my legendary patrons with something, because part of the legendary patron package is that you receive artwork from me on a when I get artwork in that I want to use in my work. Was not happy with the quality. It felt cheap, it felt tacky. I was just looking at this and I was like, this is not an example of something that I want to send out to my most supportive people. So I'm currently looking into alternatives for that. I'm talking with some postcard people who do really high quality art postcards. That might be an option. I thought about the idea of trying to do like limited edition mugs, simply because I like the way that the mug came out so much. I'm like, maybe I could send these to my patrons, my legendary patrons. I'm hesitant to do that, not because I don't think that the mugs wouldn't be appreciated. I think that a really good quality mug that featured artwork from my series would be very much appreciated. The problem that I have with this is that while I think the first mug would be appreciated, I don't think the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th mug that I might do for this would be as appreciated, and I want to make this a series. So if I was going to put like some really cool artwork on something to send out to my legendary patrons, again, while I think that the, you know, the first mug would be really appreciated, not so sure that people want to be like collecting a massive collection of mugs featuring my artwork. People have space constraints. I know that I myself wouldn't want to be collecting like a massive collection of mugs, no matter how much I supported the series that I was patronizing. Nevertheless, regardless of that, maybe you could give me some suggestions in the comments or on Discord in the Patreon chat there about exactly the kind of things that you might like to see. Like I said, we will be constrained by like practicality and by quality of what I'm able to get my hands on, but I'm currently looking at a postcard series which I'm thinking about posting out on a bi-monthly basis, so like every 2 months. Still working on that particular part of my Patreon program, which I am also wanting to update in general. We'll have to see how that goes. Okay, do we have anything else to talk about? Yes, we do. We have one other thing to talk about, one other update. You may have noticed that the Lead Von E website has had a major overhaul over the last few days, over the last few weeks, rather. That is going to continue. We have some more updates that are going to come, some more news things. The written news chat that we have underneath the main banners that sort of show what it is that I'm doing, they are going to soon come down, and we are going to move over completely to giving out general news updates in and through the social media channels. We've got a new Facebook page, which I haven't linked to anything yet because it's not ready yet. We don't yet have all the artwork back that I would like to integrate into the banner for that. The same goes for Twitter. We're going to be pushing news through Twitter, which already has got quite a reasonable follow on it. We have a Reddit page for Lead Von E. I'm not entirely sure whether or not that's going to take off or not. We're going to have to see. It could very well be that Discord has simply subsumed Reddit as a superior place for people to talk about this stuff. But nevertheless, I'm aware that there is a population of people who do use Reddit. We will find out whether or not that becomes a thing or not. It may not. And I'm also starting to put together an Instagram account, which will probably include artwork that is being worked on, possibly pictures of me as I am writing. I don't know if this is the thing that people want to see, whether or not, you know, because I do go to some quite nice places when I do my writing because I have my bike and I live in Cyprus. The views are very nice. I've got no idea if this is content that people will give half a toss about, but it is another way for me to give brief updates and say, hey, look, I am working on something. This is the view while I'm working on something. Isn't it nice? Like I said, I've got no idea whether people will give a rat's ass about that, but they might. And for people who do care about it, I think it might be nice. We'll have to see. Anyway, so that is all the updates. Those are all the updates, rather, that I have for you this week. One last thing. We are currently experiencing problems with the internet for the Twitch streaming program. We're working on those. I'm not entirely sure when we're going to continue the Twitch program. Quite frankly, we're probably going to continue it next week, now that I think about it. Or not next week, but the week after next, simply because we are going to be editing the next chapter of Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches. And we do that live now. We do the editing live, so that's a thing that's going to happen. Going to have to rework the Twitch streaming schedule in order to accommodate that, because if I want all the editing done in 1 week, I may have to stream possibly every night, maybe, if in order to get that done in time. We'll have to see. Regardless, that's the only final update we have for you. So I am going to sign off now, and in the meantime, I will ask you all to write hard and live free.
The J.M. Coombs Dispatch is made possible only through the support of our Early Access Patrons. If you would like to learn how to join them, go to www.patreon.com/leadvonee.